I'm waiting for the
beat
to drop.
Honestly, this reminds me of like a Disney.
Like a Disney
movie? Like a Disney kids movie. Or like a Disney, you know, when they used to make those like Radio Disney like albums.
They better be giving me some Toni Braxton riffs and some like
in a moment. Give me.
Ooh, buddy.
Oh, wow. It's like inspirational. Yeah. Yes. Y'all, don't go chasing those waterfalls.
Don't chase them.
For what?
Unless you want to. Fine.
I love a waterfall, though.
Chase your
waterfall. But don't chase it. Chase a waterfall for what? You know what I'm saying?
They don't move. they kind of stay in one spot.
They do. They do. So then are you running in place? Is that the real message? Is the real message don't run in place?
And that think about is it. Gospel truth. Yes.
Hey, y'all. What's welcome, up, y'all? Welcome, welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Yay!
Aw, yay, the gang's back.
Wow, you guys, it's been a journey. It's been a road. Why does it feel like it's been 18 million years since we've done this?
Because it has, because the last time I was unable to attend.
That's so sad. Oh my God, you're right. Not only did we miss one, but you weren't even at the wow.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Mm. A great podcast also is called It's Been a Minute. So.
Oh, there.
Anyways. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to us. Welcome back to you, to us all. And I'm Casey. And I'm like finishing multiple beverages. Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Dogs are assholes.
Is it
dogs are assholes.
Ella
hold on.
Or
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're both being assholes. Hold on. I'll just mute myself.
Aww.
Wow.
Laska Music has really cute puppies. And
she
they
does.
Usually...
Ella and Penny, the ear game on both of them. Penny's ears like stick straight up and out. And then Penny has like long no, I already said Penny's ears stick straight up. And then Ella's ears are like pigtails.
Yeah.
They look like long, flowing locks.
Flowing locks.
Yes.
Anyway, I was saying I'm finishing multiple beverages. I should have probably refilled before we started, but who had time? So I am on the last leg of my coffee, mm-hmm. on the last leg of my celery juice. Yes. And I do have like a big jar of water, though, that I'm still working on. So I've got some stuff happening.
We back.
I love that.
Yay. And we back. Pejit.
Hi, everybody. I've missed you all. It's Paige. What's up? Today I am currently drinking a Waterloo sparkling water. That's grapefruit.
Nice.
An iced coffee and then a vat of water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Smorgasbord of
yes,
dry beverages.
I have been on my Alaska music kick and I've been drinking protein shakes and going to the gym and la li li la la. So
yeah.
Ooh, I like I'm the trying. La li li la. Like we're speaking the two of
it actually makes me feel a lot better because I started another job. So now I have two jobs and I'm a little bit of a crazy person. So,
two jobs.
And,
wait,
you know,
I thought we
yeah,
were not.
Yeah, nope. We just stayed at one and now I have two. So it's a lot.
Okay.
But it's fine. Everything's fine. Laska, what about you? What are you doing?
What's up, y'all? Laska here. Activist, artist, asshole.
Hey.
Asshole. I'm drinking water out of the same cup as Casey.
Woo!
The Blackboard Collective Justice Juice mug that says, well, I just said it, activist. Oh my God, I can't even say it. Activist, artist, asshole. And you can have one too.
Yes, you can.
You can go on our website and you can purchase it. You
know, BLKBoardCollective.com.
Anything about yourself in the morning because they can just read your mug.
You can just be like, I think the worst thing that I ever did was I bought the very first Justice and Juice mug that we have. That's literally
that's the
just
worst thing you've ever
in...
done.
Wow.
I've lived the shelf
like wrong.
No, you have the OG
it's
mug.
Not. I do have the OG mug, but it's just like it doesn't even have our real logo. It just literally says like Justice and Juice in like block yellow letters.
Yeah,
but I drink coffee out of it every morning.
I know, but you need to get the new one.
I know. I need to up my game. I haven't bought merch in a minute. I need to get.
Okay, I'll buy.
I need to get a new backpack. So I'm gonna get.
I'll buy the mug off you, and then I'll be a millionaire in a couple years.
Mm-mm,
yeah, you will be. Because well, you should keep both because you should be like how it started, how it's going. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it's a true track of our journey. As
the
mug entity. So for our black business, I do know that we have a new one coming up, but I don't think that we've put it on our website yet. So what I'm going to do.
Cause, oops, did I just spill it?
What?
I just said the name of it. I thought it was it.
Say it. No, say it. I mean, it's going to be on
Fruits and Roots because I thought it was.
It is Fruits and Roots. Do you want to talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
Talk about Fruits and Roots. Let's talk about it.
Yes. Okay.
Did you just say taco? Did you say let's talk about
now
it?
I want tacos.
I was going to say, why would you do that? I haven't eaten today.
Focus, Alaska. Focus. Focus. Okay, we got to talk about the Black business. This week's Black business is called Fruits and Roots. They are a Black business, a sustainable provider of high quality fruit. Let's see. In quotes, they say, our team's mission is to spread knowledge on healing and well-being through the variety of fruits and roots that we offer. We strive to source and provide the highest quality fruit from all over the tropics.
Bow.
Fucking fire. We Bow. As a team have come together to fulfill a number of missions, not only providing the highest quality fruit for, but essentially serving those who are facing circumstantial structural violence. Mm. Our goal while getting the best quality fruits and roots to you is to collectively give back to our children in DR Congo, who have been subjected to poverty due to world continuously preying on Congo for its mineral wealth. Mm. By choosing to support us, you're supporting our children in the orphanages that iHeartAfrica.org supports. Purchase a box of fruit from these people, please. And listen, if you guys go on their website, it's incredible. They have everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything.
Yeah.
They have every fruit you can possibly think of. They also have sea moss, which is really great for people who have any kind of lung conditions or have trouble breathing, things like that.
Wow.
They have ginger. They have lychee by the pound, bitch. I swear I will be ordering that. You can get mixed
boxes. I don't know
boxes.
What lychee is.
And I'm going to explain it to you in a second. They have a detox box. For those people who are trying to clean out the livers and clean out the organs.
I need that one.
I would love a detox box.
Lychee is a Japanese fruit, and it's absolutely fucking delicious. They have them right now at Trader Joe's, but you can get on here pounds of fruit for, like, you can pay $80, but you're going to get, like, pounds of fruit versus you going to Trader Joe's where it's seasonal and you only get, like, a little tiny, I'm doing a visual carton with my hands, but a small carton of lychee that you could literally just eat when you get home, and then it's gone, and then you're sad again.
Dang.
So, buy lychee by the pound.
Buy lychee by the pound.
That's my new song.
Yeah.
That's my new EP. Drop
it. It's a very sweet, very sweet fruit. It's,
mm-hmm. I really want to try it.
Casey. I'm going to bring it.
Yeah, please do.
You know what's funny is when I came by, when we came by to drop off the stuff or whatever at your place, yeah. I almost brought you some lychee because I had lychee.
Why
and I was like,
didn't
oh,
you?
Because I'm selfish and I ate it.
That's fair. I do I just want to like eat with you and Tiff all day one day. I feel like you guys... I would just feel better after eating the way that you guys eat for a day. I just want to follow your meal plan.
Should I create a meal plan?
Please do. Can you be my nutritionist? Because I want to hire Kaylee, but I
have no certifications. Sure.
Can't add anything to the budget right now. So until I can hire Kaylee, I'm going to just hire you.
There you go.
I'm going to pay with my friendship.
Shout out to Kaylee.
Yes. And love shout out to Kaylee and her. So Kaylee is the wizard's wife, for those who don't know. And she also has her own podcast where she talks about health and wellness, which is called Wiz. Tell us what it's called.
Coming up for
it's
air.
Called
up for air.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. You guys know? Yeah.
Well, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Kaylee. I don't know what to tell you.
The love is real. The love is so real throughout the Blackboard and every entity that like touches the Blackboard. We're just like, we love you and we want to shout you out.
Yes.
So y'all, please.
So you can listen to her podcast and you can also hire her as a nutritionist. Whoa.
Please hire her.
And
hire
I will
her
say
because I can't.
She's my nutritionist and she's really lovely and she's very helpful. And I had like a brief freak out and she was like, hey, it's okay. And we had a face chat about, we had a FaceTime chat about it.
Yes, face
and
chat.
It was great. It was just, you know, a face, it was a face chat, you know? But yeah, I mean, she is really great. So if you're looking for somebody, reach out to her on Instagram or something. I don't really know how she wants to be booked, but.
Or reach out to us and we can.
Yeah, we'll figure it out for you.
But we'll also, funnel
you through. We'll be talking to her soon because we're going to be doing a whole nutrition segment with the Blackboard and she's going to come and chat with us. So you guys be on the lookout for Kaylee. We're very excited about it.
I was going to say she has lots of takes that are going to be interesting because, you know, her approach is about, you know, nutrition and food in general and not as it's not as political to her. Because it's really important for her, for people to get calories and eat regardless of if it's coming from a Walmart or your local, vegetable garden, right? Because for her, it's super important to maintain just caloric intake and food in general. So I think she'll be great because she has lots of interesting and unique perspective on food, and we can hopefully teach her some things that we know, and then she can teach us things. I think it's gonna be really, really awesome. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I live.
And for. I will also just say again, as one of her clients, that's one of the best things about her, because she doesn't, like, if you're like, yeah, I had chips today, she's not like, well, switch it out for a carrot or something. Like, she's like, okay, eat a chip. I love that for you.
Yeah, like, because that's what's so great. That's what's so great about nutritionists like her, is like the point of it is longevity. Like, can you eat like this forever? If you can't, then we have a problem. Like, there it is. Yeah. Like, you can't just like eat chicken and broccoli forever. Like, yeah. It's just not going to happen.
Like, sometimes with work, I eat dinner at 4 a.m. And I was like when we were talking, I was like when we first started working together, I was like, you know, I don't eat dinner because I feel like it's too late. And like, you know, you're told to not eat. And she was like, well, it's just, you're starving yourself. Like, you should just eat. And it's better for you to just eat late than eat nothing at all. And so, you know, like, she's really like, just, you know what, let's just call this podcast Kaylee. Let's just,
it's over.
Gush about Kaylee.
Gushing about Kaylee.
45 minutes.
Did I call her Katie just now?
Yeah, you did. Kaylee.
I don't know.
The L didn't come out. I don't know who Katie is.
Who the hell is Katie?
Katie, if you're out there, we also probably love you. We just don't know you yet. So I hope you're eating.
Yeah. You know what? I hope you're eating. That's it. That's all.
You can all be eating by buying fruit from Fruits and Roots. So yes.
Bringing it full circle. Thank you so much.
Very good.
And also, I do want to highlight while we're doing, this is not a Black business, but I am in a play that I'm really excited about. Yeah. If you're in the LA area, it's called An Octoroon. It's going to be opening at the Fountain Theater on June 18th. But what I'm really, really excited about, not only is the play dope, and I'm so excited to talk with everybody about it after they see it because it's wild, but we're also doing a big Juneteenth event on Juneteenth, on June 19th, where we're doing the show, and then they've brought in a bunch of Black businesses and Black restaurants and all this stuff, and they're having like a Juneteenth festival after the show. So please come out if you can. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I want to celebrate Juneteenth with you guys. So come.
Should we talk a little bit about Juneteenth?
I was actually just going to say that. I think that we should talk about it.
I feel like that's a really good idea because
I think that it's important.
Especially for like, listen, I'm a mixed person, and I grew up not knowing what Juneteenth was. I grew up celebrating 4th of July thinking that was right. And listen.
Yeah, so did I. And now
so
I'm like,
so many things are not right that I learned growing up. And so go ahead. Actually, Casey, you jump in there and talk about it. But like, I just wanted to throw it out there because I feel like there's a lot of people like me, or maybe even people who aren't a person of color, who don't necessarily understand what Juneteenth is and why it's being celebrated.
Yeah, so Juneteenth is something that I grew up knowing what it was, but it's so odd that it didn't become, even though I knew what it was, and I think that's partially because I'm from Texas, and that's, you know, right. Juneteenth happened in Galveston being the last place where slaves were notified that they were free, like a year after they were actually free. Right. I believe it was a year. I think it was a year.
I think it's two.
2 years?
I think it was two. Don't you keep talking, and I'm
a
Google.
It is some really upsetting amount of time.
I'm a Google.
But it was in Galveston. And so I grew up in Houston. Galveston's like an hour away. So I've always known about it. But it was something that we just like knew. And as a child, you don't think much about. It's like, oh, I know that, and that's messed up. But everyone's still celebrating the 4th of July. So that's what I celebrate. You know, like that's when we barbecue. That's when we – and it wasn't until like I got older and older and got to college that I like really started thinking about like, wait, what am I celebrating on the 4th of July?
Right.
Like, why is this a celebration for me? And
I challenge everyone to actually think about all of the holidays you celebrate and why you celebrate them. This is not just 4th of July, but please take a look at the other holidays you celebrate.
Absolutely.
To be one. And these other holidays, and it's not, just don't forget the meaning behind why they're a holiday in the first place, and that just, you know, getting presents or hanging out with family or whatever it is that we lose focus of why these were even holidays. I say that with air quotes because some of them shouldn't necessarily be holidays.
Yeah. And I mean, the nation gained its independence on July 4th. And so, I mean, kudos to everybody who that meant something for, but it didn't mean anything for people, for my ancestors and people who looked like me.
Correct.
So, I mean, and I suppose without that step, you don't get the step of further freedoms for other people. But is that something to celebrate? The fact that this country was so racist that it couldn't even be, you know.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the back of that. It was just because they didn't care.
No, it wasn't directly. You know what I mean? Yeah, it wasn't even directly related. So it's one of those things where it's like, sure, if ever there's a year where I'm feeling particularly patriotic about America gaining its independence, maybe I'll celebrate. But it's not right now. It has not happened. Yeah. I am not feeling that way.
I won't hold my breath.
I will not be buying any American flags.
No, American flags. Right now,
why?
Not okay. a good time. Not a good time.
Why? So,
I feel very not okay about it. Right now.
It's so crazy to me because I see people with like flags and stuff, and I'm like, oh no, like
right.
Oh my god, like one of this new kid that started working with me. He has a tattoo of an American flag. He's a retired military.
Yeah,
and he was talking, and he was like, I got these like the first year I was in the military, and he was like, and now everyone thinks I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
and I was like. That's brutal. Like, that's hardcore. But so, because honestly, the second I met him, I was like,
yeah, I would be too.
But he's not. And I was like, that's just so sad to me that, like, the symbol of our country or whatever has become, I mean, has always been this, like, it's just racist.
And then there's people walking around with the thin blue line black flag. I've been seeing that everywhere. And it literally makes me cringe because you are literally... You're literally like basically saying that black lives do not matter straight on your fucking hat, straight on your car, straight on your face, whatever.
I've seen them a lot on cars.
And I'm like, ah.
A lot on cars.
It's so cringy.
It's like, also, you're not supposed to put, there's like a flag code, right? And you're not supposed to wear the flag as a cape or put it on a shirt or do these things. You're not supposed to. There is like a code of ethics. Or procedures with the flag, but that all the like Republicans think that they're like so patriotic, and in reality, they like deface the flag on a daily basis.
I mean, these are the people who committed who like came and broke into the fucking government building.
Okay, can we all have a quick conversation of the commission that they're trying to like make not happen? Have you guys followed any of this?
No.
So the Senate, I think it was the Senate. So the House like voted for there to be this commission on the January 6th attack, right?
Okay.
And Republicans are voting against it, a commission to investigate this attack. And
they're voting against
them?
Yeah. They're voting against investigating?
Yes.
I cannot even.
And then.
You guys, it failed. It's failed.
Oh. The commission failed. It's over.
It failed in the Senate.
It's not going to happen.
They filibustered it, so it's not happening.
So Mitch McConnell said, as a personal favor to me, let's not investigate this. Like,
expire already. That's all I have to say. Can we?
Don't we have the majority in the Senate? How did this happen?
They filibustered it.
Okay, so filibuster requires 60. I just learned this because it's kind of goofy that we don't know all this information, but we should.
Yeah, I don't.
We're learning.
So you can filibuster everything but like two things. You can. Majority on things like confirmations for judges and like people like that, like confirmations.
You cannot filibuster that.
Well, it's a simple majority. So just think about simple majority. 50.
Simple majority means
simple 51. Is 50 plus
like maybe, whatever.
51, 49. This majority. Tax cuts, simple majority. But things like the Voting Rights Act, things like this commission require a 60 vote threshold. Otherwise, it can be filibustered, meaning it just won't even it loses. Because
what is a filibuster?
Well, it used to be something that I think it doesn't mean anymore. But a filibuster was built really, I think, more so in a racist way by the South than it was for a more actual good for government thing. But it basically allowed the minority. But the idea is, hey, the country is rarely going to be 50-50. And if for some reason you have like a very, very, you have like a minority of states, let's say, okay, that have enough votes just to be at 51 in the Senate, they could pass a whole lot of stuff that could be really dangerous maybe for the country. So you have to have a really big majority to ensure that, hey, the whole country is on board. So the filibuster was built as a way in the best grandiose positive way, it was built as a way to ensure that the will of the people was really being met. But it really was being used as a way to ensure certain things didn't happen, period. Because it was very rare to have a 60-40 majority. So it enabled laws to,
So I'm still not understanding what the filibuster actually is, though, because these things require a 60-40 majority. But you're saying, and that's why I was saying, but we have the majority in the Senate. So how did we not get that? But then because
our majority is only 50.
And filibustering means that you like sit and talk for like a certain amount of time.
You delay until
the bill until the bill is dead. Like there's this one of my favorite stories. It's a bill that happened. It's something that happened in Texas in 2014, 15. There was a, I think she was a state senator, and they were trying to pass like a heartbeat bill, an abortion ban essentially. And she filibustered and she talked for 14 hours, like just talked, read letters, talked, but you had, there's like rules on filibustering and you have to, you like can't ask for help. You have to be the only person talking. You cannot leave the floor. And so you talk until the bill dies so that they can't vote on it. Because there has, there's like a time limit of like when things can happen.
This sounds exactly. I'm like,
is that even 2021? That sounds like some weird shit that people did with like old white wigs on.
Why was this?
Yeah.
Like, why was that ever a rule? Why was it like, are you serious? We're going to do this like the dance competition in Greece where like the last man standing wins? Are you fucking kidding?
That's what I would want to see. If we could do a dance off, like, can we, like, let's do that.
That's seriously, like, the rules that you're explaining to me sound like this, like, where you do those crazy dance competitions and the last person standing wins the competition because there's only a certain amount. Like, if how is that how we're passing bills? How is that?
We're not passing bills. You
are right,
Casey.
That's why we're not passing
bills. That's a great, how we are not passing bills. Nothing's being passed. Our budgets are being passed by reconciliation, not real, like actual, like, hey, we have a jobs plan. It's like, okay, well, we can't actually enact that jobs plan, but we have to, because not, we don't have a filibuster proof majority. So instead we do reconciliation. They do all sorts of bullshit, Casey.
Yo, I'm fucking gagged.
To deal with this, the filibuster. But I say, you want to filibuster this? Then you stand, I dare these white guys to stand up all night and talk. Because that's the thing I don't understand is like, how come they can do the filibuster and not actually do the work of the filibuster?
I was going to say, did they stand up and talk?
No.
Did Mitch McConnell stand up and talk?
No,
for 14 hours?
They just know they're going to do it. So they just don't, or something crazy. Because like John Lewis used to do that shit. Remember? John Lewis used to like go and like stand there and do all sorts of crazy stuff.
So they're able to filibuster without actually filibustering. So how do we know that the filibuster happened? This is,
I don't know.
I am so irritated.
I am irritated
that A, this is a thing, B, it's so stupid that I can't even understand it, and C, it doesn't even sound like there are real rules. It just sounds like somebody says filibuster, and if they're white, then it happens.
Correct.
Like,
as B would say,
what? Shout out to B Barbarina. I don't understand.
No, honestly, I mean, really, our government systems, they are so flawed and complicated for no reason.
It sounds like it's so dumb that it's complicated. Like, it's so stupid. Yeah, so that you're irrational, like, that it's actually difficult to understand.
No, like you're saying it, and it's not like I can't understand
right,
it.
Right, I understand the words.
Kind of like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Also, I but still don't.
I, Alaska, who's not in politics at all and probably should never be,
I wouldn't,
could create a better system.
Absolutely.
What they're doing.
By the end
what
of this podcast, we could create a better system.
Right.
Yes.
What that is.
Well, like, I just think, like, it's just, I mean, we've talked about this so many times on this podcast, but, like, there's this commitment, like deep commitment to, like, the founding fathers and what they did. Like, these fucking, I don't know, British dudes had the best ideas for government. Like, they just knew. They were so smart and knew everything. Like,
they
had no
fucking clue what they were doing. They knew they didn't know what they were doing.
I think this works. I don't know. They showed up now, they'd be like, this is exactly what we wanted.
No,
like,
I mean,
they didn't know what they wanted.
Again, they called it the American experiment. They themselves called it an experiment. Mm-hmm. They were not expecting,
they were not masters of anything, dude.
No.
Literally, like, throwing shit in the dark. Like, let's see what happens.
They were, have you ever read Ben Franklin's autobiography? Because it's rambly, okay?
Why would I do that?
I had to do it for school. But I literally was – I just do it in my spare time. What do you – all my spare time that I have?
Ben Franklin. We're not really sure why. We're not understanding.
Hey, y'all.
I love my guy. I love my guy, Ben.
This is from Wikipedia.
I call him Benny.
My guy, Ben?
Sorry. Wiz is trying to say something important.
Until the late 1830s, the filibuster remained a solely theoretical option, never actually exercised. The first Senate filibuster occurred in 1837 when a group of Whig senators filibustered to prevent allies of the Democratic-Republican president, Andrew Jackson, from expunging a resolution of censure against him.
What? Wait, say that in real people words? What did they
do? So I think what happened was basically they had censured the president at the time, and the people wanted to expunge the censure. So Whigs
being censured, it's essentially like you did a bad thing,
reprimanding, and it's in the
It's exactly. Like a black mark on your public record or whatever.
But does anything actually happen to him?
No.
It's the least of the. It's like impeachment, censure. I mean,
but like the impeachment. Like, there's no actual punishment on any of them.
Do they ever do anything, ever?
No.
We don't.
Nothing ever gets done.
Shit, and they don't do anything to anybody.
I'm so annoyed at learning what words mean that don't actually mean anything.
Yeah, you know, censuring, like the fact censuring that is a stop. Slap on a wrist.
So we had to stop for you to tell me that it means nothing and they did nothing. Okay, so they did nothing to him, and he was fighting to get that expunged, to get the nothing expunged. And so in order to do that,
they had to do the filibuster so that they could.
Which is also nothing.
Which is theoretical. So
so what we're really getting at today, guys, is that everything is fake. Nothing is real and nothing matters.
Y'all, our government.
We're trash.
Oh my God, we're actually trash. We are Forky from Story Story, and we are trash. Throw yourself out.
Forky.
I am actually crying because that is the funniest and most terrifying shit that I have ever heard in my life. That they just used something last week to kill an investigation of something that was very, very important, a breach of the highest level, based off of a word that was theoretical, that was not even tried to be used until the 1830s to get rid of something that is also pretty much theoretical.
Sounds like they had no idea what they were doing at all. That's what
I don't know what gave you that idea, Alaska. Everything's so clear.
I don't know.
But I think we should bring the wigs back.
Definitely. They still do that. They still do that in courts in like Canada and Australia and like the in Britain and stuff.
I mean,
they all wear wigs.
At this point, why the fuck not? We're throwing around words that don't mean anything.
We're dumb and silly as fuck as well already. So you might as well just throw the wig on it.
We're
powder that shit. Just go out
throwing around imaginary terms and saying we're gonna do things that are supposed to take 14 hours, but then not doing them at all. So. For some reason it still works. I don't understand it.
Because they can get away with it because peasant people.
Is that us?
That's us. According to the higher.
Apparently, that's us.
You guys, she said peasant people, but then like kind of like pointed to herself as if we were supposed to like be with her on that. And I didn't.
We are not. We don't feel like peasant people, but they feel like we're peasant people because they don't have to tell us shit. They clearly don't even have to know anything, and they don't have to tell us anything, so they can just get away with it.
Yeah.
We don't question it because no one taught us this shit because our schools failed us. I'm done. I'm getting off this fucking episode. I'm over it. I hate everything. I have to go.
I mean, I would really love to have like, hey, if you're like a political whatever expert out there who can explain this a little bit better, please hit us up because I would love to understand.
Get into this. Unpack it.
I would just love to understand, full stop. But also, I mean, in the ways our schools for sure failed us, but if somebody tried to teach me this in the classroom, I'd be like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, what did you just say that we're still doing in the year 2021?
I think what's interesting to me too is it seems like I don't really see that there is a like rule that you can just like not even have to do the speaking part of it, you know?
Well, like, no, it sounds like the speaking part is supposed to be the thing. It sounds like.
Yeah, it makes it seem like maybe there is like that's like the one that we think the most of. So maybe they've found a way. Most likely the Republicans probably like ruined that, like killed that off and said, oh, yeah, there's no more need to like do that. But to me, it's like if I was a senator and we had 51 votes, right, I would be like, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, you I would be like, please.
Hours, no, no. I dare you to talk for 3 weeks. Go ahead.
Yeah, like.
I'd love to see it.
But you guys, that actually might be what kills Mitch McConnell. I don't think he could breathe for that long if he talked for 3 weeks.
I'm so sorry. God, forgive me, but amazing.
Like, no, listen. God, don't forgive me. God, please listen to me. Hear me. This is what I said.
But like,
what? You don't want Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, like, I honestly think he'd choke. Like, I think he'd just choke if he had to talk for longer than 2 hours. I think
everybody else would die if he talked that long. Because have you seen the man talk?
Yeah, he's like that creature from the labyrinth, from Pan's Labyrinth, and he's
creature from the Black Lagoon.
Everyone's fucking souls.
Wait, so you guys, so like, if the Democratic side doesn't actually make the Republican side do this, then isn't that almost just like forfeiting our vote? Like, why vote at all? Like,
isn't that just actually... so on brand for Democrats, though?
But I can't even get started with that. But like, why even vote in that way if we know that they're going to filibuster and we're not going to make them do it? We're just throwing up our hands at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I mean, it's the same. It's the same. It's the same thing with the impeachment. We're going to call witnesses. Just kidding. We're going to just put the witnesses' statements into the thing. And then we know this isn't going to get a vote. We're not going to drag this on. We're going to la, 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 la. Like, they try to play tough, but they're, I mean, we're just, Democrats are just, some of the Democrats, the majority of the Democrats, there are some sharks in there, but
yeah.
Republicans don't care. Republicans will do whatever they want to do to stay in power, whatever they can do to stay in power, clearly by all of these voter suppression bills that are being passed through, all of these. I mean, the amount of anti-abortion legislation that has been pushed through.
And guns.
Guns. No. Like, I can't even think. Texas is crazy right now with this heartbeat bill stuff. Like, you can be.
Oh, just right now?
Like, right, you're right. But just today, Texas has been cool since then. Right. Also,
since
real
Juneteenth,
fast.
They've been great.
Since Juneteenth, I was just going to say, really I turned looked it up. I looked it up, and it was 2.5 years
oh my God.
After the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, is when they were told.
So,
that they were
for
free
so people were enslaved for 2.5 years longer.
2.5 extra years.
Ain't that some shit, you guys?
Not
you
knowing
surprised?
That they were free.
No, I'm not surprised.
No, not even a little.
Nothing surprises me anymore,
sounds
unfortunately.
Like just about right.
I learn things and I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
I learn things and I'm like, that tracks. Except for today. No. Today has truly blown my mind.
Today I'm having a hard time. Yeah,
today, like, filibustered sounds like a made-up
I just pictured Casey with, like, those red strings and, like trying to figure out and, like, explaining the filibuster.
Trying to make That's it make Casey sense. Right because I feel like people say that word a lot, and I've never really known what it meant, and we've talked about it for probably a solid 10 minutes, and I still don't feel like it means anything.
It's just, like, a blocking of – it's essentially a way for the side not in power to block – bills.
No, I know what it is. I understand that part of it. I understand theoretically what it's supposed to do. And I've always understood that even from context clues. Like, oh, it didn't go through because they filibustered.
Filibustered,
but, like,
right.
I'd never understood what this magical, like, powerful, because it's a powerful thing. It literally stops things from happening. So yeah. I was like,
on
whoa,
purpose,
it must.
It keeps political parties in power.
It
and
does.
The thing that pisses me off the most is that you have two corrupt parties. Listen, I'm in the middle. I'm always going to be in the middle. That's who I am on this podcast.
Yeah.
But Democrats are fucking corrupt. Republicans are corrupt. You have a few people you can sprinkle in there that really care about the people and they want to do something. And now I wonder how the fuck are we actually going to get anything done when you have people like AOC, but you have them in a handful. They got their hands tied to a party that's not really Democrat. Republicans are going to sacrifice everybody in the way to get what they want,
absolutely,
obviously. Yeah. And Democrats aren't fighting hard enough because they just want to maintain face value.
And very
they don't give
moderate.
A fuck. If they did, then, yes, then shit would actually happen. And yeah, that's the thing. You have people like AOC, God bless her.
See the like the whole squad. Like, honestly, lot of
the
house.
And
yeah.
And I think as we move forward, we'll get more people like that, hopefully. Yeah. And then we can start actually changing things. Right now, it's hard because those handful of people that we know their voices, we know what they speak to and what their actions are, but they can't do everything. You know what I mean? Like, without the party behind them. That's like.
So I've heard some of the political commentators that I've listened to say, get rid of the filibuster. And now I understand. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? Is there something I can sign? Who can I write? What do I say? Can I say that
you just have to call up George Washington and say this was a trash idea?
Fuck George Washington. That's how I feel after learning about. If y'all haven't watched High on the Hog yet, then y'all don't know exactly how mad you should be at George Washington.
Listen, I just stay mad. I just stay mad at pretty much.
He was a horrible fucking person, dude.
He was a terrible person.
Listen, he had wooden teeth. Okay, you can't be a good person with wooden teeth.
His teeth were made from his slaves' teeth. That's the truth. His teeth were not wooden. I know. We were taught that they were wooden in school. That's not correct. His teeth were actually pulled from his slave's teeth.
Oh, my God.
So take that for a horrible fucking person. He was a horrible, really? Horrible. I hate that. Yes, he was a horrible person.
Ew. I'm never using a dollar again.
I know.
Wow. He also... sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to just... The people you should contact, there are two senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona. Those two are holding up our ability to end the filibuster, which is the only thing that we should be wanting to have happen that will allow us to get our infrastructure bill passed, mm-hmm. our jobs plan passed, everything passed that we want, including getting the Voter Rights Act up again as well. Mm-hmm. We need all of that to happen. We need the filibuster to be gone and deal with the consequences later. I just read about a thing where Harry Reid was trying to get Obama federal judges appointed, and that was during the majority for Obama, right? But we had 60-40 filibuster, so we did the nuclear option, which allows something to be done at just a simple majority. So of course Mitch McConnell was like, no, but it was just for federal judges, not for Supreme Court judges. What do you think happened once it became the other way around and Donald Trump became president? Option for Supreme Court justices too, because he knew he could do it. So that's how Trump got all of his Supreme Court nominees through, because he just needed a simple majority, which didn't exist. But the Democrats, of course, stopped one short, which he shouldn't have, because that would have allowed us to have Merrick Garland instead of John Roberts, and the whole court would have been entirely different. Boom. Damn.
Yeah. Wow. If you just Google in the filibuster, there are so many like petitions and things to call and abolish a Jim Crow relic, abolish the filibuster. That's on standupamerica.com. So on standupamerica.com, you can put in your information and it'll lead you to call your senators about ending the filibuster. So I think I might ask our social to like do something with this, because I'm shook by the existence of the filibuster just now. Like, I am shook that it still exists. Yeah. I'm shook that we've allowed it for this long. It's crazy.
Can I come back around to George Washington's teeth real quick? Just because
absolutely.
Yes, of course.
I just want to be really clear. When you research George Washington's teeth, I had to do a lot of digging, and you have to hear from Black scholars and people who've done a lot more research. If you Google it, it'll say that it's not true, but you need to do more research than what they put on websites, because even people here don't want people to know about what was the truth of his mouth condition. First of all, he had some fucked up shit going on in his mouth. Second of all, he had a combination, I'm reading, this is right off of here, the combination of human and animal teeth was not uncommon. It says here, as grisly as the use of human teeth and dentures seems to our modern sensibilities, dentists deemed them to be, quote, at all times preferable where they can be had. Human teeth were difficult to attain, however, and in practices, dentists blended teeth from mammals of vastly different sizes. Using the teeth of enslaved people also wasn't unusual, at least in the very small percentage of people who wore dentures. And this is, quote, the general would certainly not have been alone as a white Southerner with African Americans' teeth in his mouth, unquote, writes Van Horn. There's a lot of study out there. There's a lot of people. They tried to hide. Do you think they were going to tell this to us as kids in school? No, that's why they told us he had wood in his mouth, which is not true. So do your own research, but I've done a lot of research on this, and it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't shock me even a little bit.
These fucking fathers, these people, these founding fathers that everyone like, you know, put their face on a fucking mountain. They all enslaved people.
Yeah.
And they did horrible, horrible things to human beings.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That does not surprise me at all. So just backing my own shit up. That's all.
No, yeah. Once you said it, I mean, whether it would be true of him or not, once you said it, I was like, oh, that tracks. That probably. They would do that to slaves. Like, that makes sense.
Right.
Which, you guys, it's truly a miracle that.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm just reading right here the president's decision to pay his slaves for their teeth. Like, that's bet. Like, that, like, that was just an excerpt of the fucking section I was reading. But it was just, I just happened to read it and I was like, yeah, because that's.
that he paid
even
them
if he
for
gave
it.
Them some money. He ripped their fucking teeth out. It's like, yeah. That matters.
He was like, no, but I paid them. Like,
they had a fucking choice in it. Did you ask?
Did you just rip their teeth out and then
take a quarter
and then like stuff money in the holes of their mouth? He just like stuffs some coins.
I like that. That was his accent though. Paige, that was really good.
Take a quarter.
That is probably.
You
what
know what?
Like.
Take two quarters.
Fucking trashy.
Love ya. And then like fathers. Walked away. Trashy family.
they were trash.
They were trash. Not saying that anyone that talks like that is trash.
No. But
just
they were
the trashy
trash.
Founding fathers. Yes, that's correct.
What were we even, y'all? I don't know
Sorry,
what we were supposed
we
to talk about today.
I don't know if we were supposed to talk about anything. I mean,
did we wrap up Juneteenth? Did we talk up? Did we?
I think this all started with Juneteenth, and then it
spiraled, which, as one does.
I think it was a great spiral, though. But I think so. I know that the Wiz wanted to talk with us about some vaccination news. Vaccination news.
It's vaccination news corner.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but I think, Casey, can you give us a little bit of a background on Juneteenth? Because you were going to do some info about it, and like literally we didn't talk at all about it.
Yeah, we did. I said that it commemorates the day that the slaves in Galveston found out they were the final slaves to find out they were free. It was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation that they received word that they were actually free. So not until June 19th. I don't know the year. Paige, do you know the year?
I'm so sorry. 1965.
I was 1865. Like, no.
It's 1865.
I was like, something tells me that.
I'm sorry.
True.
I was looking for a clapback corner. 1865 was
okay.
The year. Yes.
So June 19th, 1865 was the date where finally all slaves were free.
Enslaved people. Yes, ma'am.
Told they were free. So then physically free, you know, like being free on paper doesn't mean much if you are not able
to. No, they were told they were free, sent away with nothing, and then had no choice but to actually end up working a lot of the times for white people anyway.
Oh, yeah, like going back a lot of the times to.
They didn't have anything.
If you ever want to read something real sad, then there's this book called, and I think it's actually a series called My Folks Don't Want Me to Talk About Slavery. And it's a bunch of former slaves who were interviewed in the 30s. You want to read it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I got really excited when you were talking about it.
Yeah, I can let you borrow it. They're actually kind of hard to find because they're obviously like collector's items and you can find them. They're available in different states. So it'll be the slaves that were from that state who were where you are. I have a book of those and it's they were interviewed during the 30s. So they're these former slaves interviewed during the Depression. And a lot of them, their perspective is so, what a hard time to live, you know, like you, all you knew is slavery. You're then told you're free. You're given nothing. The country is then on one of the biggest economic downturns that it's ever had. So white people even are struggling now. So you're on the bottom of the barrel and you don't even have guaranteed housing anymore. So a lot of them were like, honestly, slavery was a little better for me. At least I knew where I was sleeping tonight and I knew where my food was coming from. And that is the saddest thing was that a lot of them saw the country taking care of them even less as free people than they were as slaves. The fact that I exist and I am speaking to you today is only a miracle.
I was literally going to say that.
It's
true.
Y'all, what black people have been through in this country not even that long ago is wild to me. The more
we
I learn
even supposed to survive
we
That's
were really
truth.
Not
I'm glad you did.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that they did as well, and I just want to spend my and I hate that I and this is not going to become a thing. I won't ramble about this, but I could. I just hate that I will never really be able to like speak all of their names like that. It's not well recorded enough for me to really be able to honor those people who really fought through all the treachery of all of the nightmare that this was in order to ensure that I could be here. I will never know their names.
Out of curiosity, the names of your ancestors specifically to that were brought over or do you know
not from like who were brought over. I know I do specifically know Silva Calhoun is a name of one of my ancestors who was a slave on the Calhoun plantation. But so we know like a couple of slave names, but she's pretty far down the line. Like she was pretty close to like them becoming free.
Will you say her name again? My computer cut out and I just want to know what
you said. Silva Calhoun.
Silva Calhoun.
So
what state is that in? The Calhoun plantation? Do you know?
Yes.
We should look at this.
But I'm not sure. Casey? People always ask me if she was a slave on the famous Calhoun. Like, there was, like, a really famous slave dude who was awful. And I'm like, I hope not, but honestly, maybe. I think he was of Irish descent, which would make a lot of sense because I have Irish blood in me.
So do I.
Yeah. Oh, so thanks, Pate. No.
Thanks to our own people who enslaved our own people.
Yeah.
But also, like, Casey, we should do this research together because I wanted to find some of my people out of Virginia. I know that they're in Virginia, but I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
I don't know any names. I don't know how to find it. So
it's so difficult. And also, yeah, I mean, Ancestry, but that only they use like records so and it wasn't well recorded.
Yeah.
And
I've
been told that, like, I should go to the Mormon church because Mormon, they keep really great records of everything. So, like,
cover up your shoulders.
So I've
Mormons, I'm not allowed in Mormon churches.
I've never tried, but that, thank you for the tip.
My cousin's Mormon. We're not allowed to go in.
Oh.
It's very exclusive.
Well, you know, black people weren't allowed in until the 60s anyway, so it's not.
So there it is.
There
she is.
Anywho. Also, anyway, the fact that, like, I can look up their names, but I will never know their names. Like, I won't know. My last name is some white man's name who owned somebody in my family. You know, it's not my name.
Same as mine.
Jackson
is the son of Jack. Who the fuck is Jack? I don't know.
Rogers is the most white name. You know, you just know he was a motherfucker. Anyway.
You just know he was a motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn Roger.
Anyway, I have complicated feelings about my name.
I understand. It's a
vaccination news.
Yeah, talk to us. There's also no clapback corner, by the way, so we can wrap up after vaccination news if we need
vaccination to. Vaccination news. I don't know why I AOC wanted to have like a name.
I like it.
This intro.
Is called.
Aren't we doing an environmental
vaccination station?
Ooh, I love that.
Vaccination station.
I do have a question for all of you, real quick. Are we doing an environmental podcast episode soon? Because we gotta talk about this Alaskan shit that's going on with the oil and Biden and his situation.
We totally can.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but yes.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either.
I don't.
Well, stay tuned, folks.
You guys will be proud to know I do not mainline CNN anymore. So
yes,
thank you. This is what we call growth. So
yes,
we should celebrate.
I know. All right.
Okay. So right now, the California governor, who I'm a big fan of, just saying. So whatever.
He
is speaking.
So whatever.
I can't hear what he's saying because obviously we're doing this right now. But behind him is a Wheel of Fortune spinner.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's probably going to like say a person's name randomly. That's like in like all of us who got vaccinated in California are automatically entered, just so you know.
What do we win?
Well, he spins this wheel and then the wheel lands on money and the most amount you could win is like 50 G's. Or 100 G's.
I don't know. 50 G's.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I don't know how I feel about this. Can we talk about this for a minute? Because
let me give you a little background on it.
I think it's
so Ohio was the first state to really do this. They did a thing called Vax-a-Million or something like that. And what they wanted to do was to get people who were not going to organically, because they did their own research or they just wanted to get the vaccine in general or whatever, get the vaccine. These are people who are like, I'm skeptical or I'm lazy or whatever it is. People who were just like, I'll wait. Ohio was like, what if we incentivized and said, hey, if you get vaccinated, you get put into a drawing to win $1 million.
Yeah.
Would that make you go and do it right now for free at your local CVS or whatever, right? And so they decided to try it and it worked really well, like 94% increase.
I get why, but then you're like, just psychologically forcing people to do it, which is, I just don't like that. I don't like I don't think it's a force.
I think
we should get money anyways. Why do I have to do something to get it? They don't give enough aid as it is.
Because of capitalism, Alaska. We've talked about this.
Well, fuck that shit.
Well, hold on.
I think those are two different conversations.
They don't have the money, but now they have the money. That's what I don't understand. Well, no, we don't have the money, but if you get the vaccination, we have the money.
I mean, it's like, not okay, that they wait, have the money. Pause. It's like playing the lotto, you know, like it's no more incentivized.
Which I don't do either.
But I'm saying like people have the same choice of like play the lotto, don't play the lotto, get vaccinated and maybe win $1 million. Mm-hmm. Don't get vaccinated and maybe don't, you know, like the choice is still yours. I know. She's so mad.
Okay, I know. She's over here bitching. She's going to be like, I'm going to win $50,000.
Give it to me because you don't even want it.
I did say I wanted it. I didn't say I wanted it for my vaccination. I came to that conclusion myself.
Okay, well, you would be winning it for your vaccination, okay. So give it to me for mine.
No, I actually need it. If I win it, you cannot have it.
Well, see, can we all have it? Can we all get like give a little
you
bit?
I don't know. I almost said it, but I don't know. We'll see. Like, I love you guys.
Okay,
like,
listen, 50, I'm just saying.
You just bucks. Said we should all be getting the money anyway. So, anyways, like, if you win it, why don't you redistribute
be.
It?
We should be. Why can't we do a wheel every month? Like, fuck it.
We okay, should. I'm just There's saying actually, that if I win the money, I'll share it with
you. You're not
everyone.
Even in California. Is it happening
But
everywhere?
I got vaccinated in California.
Way to go for you.
Dang.
And I didn't get a blood clot, so also excited.
Yeah. Winning on a streak. You're no probably going to win it.
I did get attacked by a dog here.
Will they notify me back? I hate that that happened to you.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm not going to scar, so that's good.
Good. Will they notify me by email if I do win this lotto?
Yeah, like I have a question.
Yeah, please, I don't know.
Let's talk about the important things. How will I be notified?
Yeah, it says, so there are winners. So Gavin Newsom just tweeted that there are winners from the following counties, but not the individual name. So I don't know how they're, maybe they're going to email you.
Checking my email.
Yeah, so they're going to use words like filibuster and then we'll never know.
Oh my God.
My email right now.
Sorry, they filibustered the winner. So there's no.
What? Mitch McConnell just like comes out of his dark little
he's
hole
like
and
as
he's
a
like,
personal favor to me
oh we can't be doing that
he's like goddamn know. Radical leftists and their handouts want to win money off wheels
and Mitch McConnell is just like I have become a filibuster I am a walking talking filibuster and I'm in the room so nothing
honestly
can happen.
that's a good costume. Anyone looking for some horrible Halloween costume, just walk in dressed like Mitch McConnell and be like, I'm the filibuster.
Oh.
You have to do something to your neck, though.
That's like so
honestly,
good.
Honestly,
like,
no, you have to be bruised Mitch McConnell. You have to be the one who had like the bloodied knuckles and like the
that was
on
so intense.
Him like that?
He deserves it. He's a racist fucking white supremacist.
He's
he
the worst. I truly
win.
Believe that he sold
every
his soul to the
read.
Devil and that's why he was so beat
no,
up.
No, his neck is the worst. He's second worst, but that neck, yo, the fuck.
He's not okay. He's being eaten from the inside out by demons and we're watching something it live and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the fact that this McConnell's being eaten alive by demons.
So glad you guys listening to our podcast. They're like, what the fuck is happening right now?
When they all God, come out of his mouth really... as he filibusters, you guys are going to know that I said it first.
Ladies, this is getting out of hand.
Is it though? Is it?
Did you say we're going to get flagged?
I mean, probably.
Is that what
whatever.
You said?
No, I said this now,
is
getting
is that going to make them not
out of hand?
Oh, is that going to make them not give me my lottery thing when I win it?
Honestly, like, my really email all... is still empty and I'm just refreshing now. I'm just waiting.
Like, what's going on? We still haven't Gavin. Heard anybody from Canada.
Also,
are we all
tell
gonna get married there.
I was gonna say, yeah,
are we winning money.
Is anybody out there? Yeah. Are you even listening?
Yeah. Do we have listeners? Do we just do this for the four of us?
Probably.
It's possible. Yeah.
Whatever. It fuels my soul, so I guess that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, seriously. Whatever.
I feel
I'm still
markedly
looking for my
better
Canadian
now
bay,
than I did before. So.
Canadian
I need Canadian Bay.
Here. Where are you at? Where are you?
Where's
be?
Canadian Bay?
Where you be at?
Hit up the
you guys. We gotta get
give
out
us
of here.
A ring.
We have to get out of here. At this point, we're just
no talking. One's gonna. No one's gonna comment on Canadian. No. Okay.
Good. Oh my word! I didn't even hear you say that. And
holy
then it took
night. Not Canadian.
Canadian.
Come on, Canadian.
You out there, boo. If you hear us, give us a ring, girl.
Just looking for my Canadian.
Hey, girl.
Oh, speaking of.
Why do we come on here like boys to men just talking? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
You know
hey,
we girl. Love you, girl.
Happy Pride Month, you guys, by the way.
Oh, happy Pride! Happy Pride. Yay!
The wizard wants us to stop talking, but I am happy that we got to say Happy Pride. That's important.
Yes, Happy Pride Month.
You guys, be proud, but don't buy all the capitalist rainbow stuff that they start to sell during this time of month. Just, like, mm-hmm. love people.
Go to Etsy. Buy from gay. Yeah. Buy from queer people. Don't buy fucking Nordstrom's gay shit. They don't care about you.
Nordstrom's have gay shit?
Yeah.
They all.
Everyone has gay
everybody
shit
pops
now.
Out with gay stuff.
I don't know. I'm not a great gay, you guys. I need help. I need a tutorial page.
I got it. I'm here for you.
I was like,
I'm
I can't help
gay.
You. I'm so sorry. I'm an ally.
I'm good at it.
I love
yes,
you.
Yes, you can. You're like, you're in. You know what I mean?
Am yeah.
I?
You're like, yeah.
Am I an honorary queer person?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
An honorary queer, yes.
By two queers who said so, yeah. I mean, that's how that works.
Wow, I would watch that show, Two Queers
and
Who Said
So.
If anybody
argues with us, then I will filibuster them. Show. Because fuck them.
Alaska could definitely filibuster. I think Alaska
could
go at least three
straight weeks.
I'm the
honorary queer who can filibuster. I literally...
You're not an honorary queer, babe. You are a queer.
Okay, sorry. I meant like on a high... Okay, you're right. You're right there. I didn't use it correctly. But fuck that. Who cares?
Okay.
I don't have to make sense. That's the truth.
We're going to get out of here, but I'm just going to say right now, if anybody out there steals the name Two Queers Who Said So, I will sue the fuck out of you because that's a great name for something.
We're trademarking it right now. Don't even try.
Refresh your emails. It. Love people.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank us. Get us out of here, Alaska Music. Yeah, you take it. You do the outro.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, yeah. Refresh your emails. Win this lottery. Get vaccinated. Love people. Be queer. Be loud.
Are you going to tell them to
fathers?
Are you going to
no,
tell them to
I'm not.
Subscribe?
That's all
I
you.
Got it.
Go,
I got
Casey.
It.
Oh my God. Okay.
Subscribe, like, rate, share. I'm missing one. Fuck it. It's
nope.
hard.
Comment.
There we go. Right. Got it. See, it's
hey,
not so easy.
Happy Pride. Be safe.
We out. We should play
Make
some gay
choices.
Shit on the end of this.
Yeah, play
like
some
what?
Gay shit.
What's a gay
like,
song?
You know, Elton John or something. He's pretty clear.
Oh, yeah. Play some Elton John. That would be good. Can we play Benny and the Jet?
Yes.
We don't even need it. Yeah, I was just going to say.
I was going to play some RuPaul.
That works too. That's good.
After
all right,
I
RuPaul
did
us out.
All right, y'all just going to let me sing Benny and the Jets like that and then like not play it.
I can use the Benny and the Jets. Don't worry, I can mix it.
That's fine. Okay, good.
The medley.
Great.
It's a queer medley. I got
this episode, you guys. This is so fun.
I had a blast. Yeah, this is what happens when we don't talk for a while.
I know. The listeners are probably like, what?
Everybody gets to witness it. Whatever. They love us.
Chaotic.
We're like,
this is chaos, but
waiting
we
for
love
RuPaul.
It.
Okay, bye.
Happening?
Are we out? Is it?
Yes,
is it...
goodbye. Love bye. You. Also, I don't know. I got nothing.
Where's
Happy Pride.
Rula? Happy Pride. Happy Juneteenth. Come see me at the show. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Go to the show. Love you. Bye.
So many byes.
You better work.